name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have a beautiful and a very important theme before us tonight. That theme is this: the suffering. The suffering, the passion of the one brings healing to all. The suffering, the passion of the one brings healing to all. The more I go in this faith, as the years go by, I find myself growing both in understanding and, because of that, growing in wonder of how our Lord so completely took upon Him our flesh, our weakness, our humanity, including our temptations, including our sufferings, and even our fears of sufferings, so that He might bring consolation and strength to those being tempted, to those who are in suffering or fearing suffering. In tonight's Passion Gospel, the Gospel of St. Luke, we see this clearly, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Christ's humanity is in such great struggle and anxiety, looking ahead at the suffering that would lay before Him. Have you ever been faced with a very difficult circumstance in this life where you knew that what lies ahead is going to cause either you or someone you love immense suffering? Because of that knowledge, because of that reality, anxiety, fears, and sorrow would grip your soul to the point where you plead with the Lord your God, "Lord, let me not have to go through this. Or let my loved one not have to go through this." Our Lord, your Lord, Jesus Christ, was fully acquainted with that powerful and horrendous struggle. He knew and He knows and He keeps to Himself the knowledge of that very suffering. The night our Lord's betrayal, He would withdraw to the Mount of Olives, to a place, a garden called Gethsemane, to pray. And fear and sorrow gripped His soul, the humanity of Christ, so much that as he prayed, His sweat became like drops of blood. And He was asking the Father, "Let this cup pass from me, if at all possible." Yet even facing this, He remained so steady to the purpose and the divine will of God. And He said, "Not my will, but thine be done." For the sake of His love for us, He prayed this. And He remained steady. And He entered into further and further into the deepest human suffering. A suffering that God never intended for humanity has now become, because of His suffering, a vessel through which we can be healed and we can be saved. This is such a critical truth revealed to us by Christ, by the Holy Spirit, to the church, that whatever Jesus Christ enters into and joins to Himself, that very thing becomes salvific for us, a means for our salvation. Therefore, when He enters into His passion, His anxieties, His fears, His physical pain, He joins those human, relentless sufferings to His holy self. And by joining it to His self, He then renders suffering for all time to be made into something through which we can grow to know Him, that we can grow in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ and be healed ourselves. For Christ joined suffering to Himself. I want to tell you something I saw today. This morning, I saw a man, our father in the faith, Metropolitan Saba. I'll tell you what I saw. Many of you said similar things. I saw meekness. I saw gentleness. I saw humility I saw a great fatherly love, the fatherly love of Christ manifest through an earthen vessel, our metropolitan. But we need to comprehend how that was written in him throughout his life. He shared with us his life has carried great suffering. 20 years long, he suffered with a debilitated brother who struggled in great pain all of those 20 years. And he remained by his side, suffering over the pain of his brother. And then he suffered the temporary loss of his brother and the death of his brother, and he grieved healthily in that loss. And what he didn't share with us today that I know, he suffered greatly with his faithful that were under him in the Archdiocese of Basra, Iran, when ISIS so persecuted the Christians in that very early archdiocese, going all the way back to the beginnings of Christianity. Their towns and their villages were absolutely burned to the ground. They were martyred, his beloved sons and daughters in Christ. And he stood by them and ministered to them and stayed by their side, just no different than he did his brother. And Metropolitan Saba would be the absolute last person that would boast on any good thing being done through his life. Yet we witnessed the virtues of our Lord Jesus Christ in this man. But all of it was written in him, or much of it, I should say, was written in him through sanctified suffering. For he hung on to Christ, his God, who knew that suffering, for dear life, even as if by hanging on by a thread, he never let go of the garment of Christ in all of his immense suffering. And because he kept his heart and his soul open, even though it felt like failing, he would tell you, Christ was writing his nature, which is the true identity of the human person, in the one we are blessed to call our Father in the faith. Christ united suffering to himself, so that our suffering doesn't have to be empty and pointless, filled with despair. Pain as it is, it becomes a vehicle of salvation by the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me return us to the Garden of Gethsemane for just a moment with the words of St. Ephrem the Syrian, who said, his sweat became like drops of blood. The evangelist said he sweated to heal Adam who was sick. It is by the sweat of your brow, said God to Adam, that you will eat your bread. Christ remained in prayer in this garden to bring Adam back into his own garden again. Even Christ's human agony in the Garden of Gethsemane was part of his finished work, his passion on our behalf, forging the way so that we can return to him and to be made whole ourselves. He endured this part of his passion by his will and from his love in the garden so that we might be restored to the garden of his presence. This week brings to us great blessing that we have on this night, midway through Holy Week. From Christ's passion comes the font of healing for every soul created and fallen. Tonight, one of the oils to be blessed will be the oil of holy unction for the healing of the human person. And the prayers that are prayed in the blessing of the oil, they tell us what Christ ministers to us actively on our behalf. When we bless the oil of the sick, we pray that Christ would make it a spiritual unction to fortify, that is, to strengthen, to make strong the weak, to make healthy again the temple of the living God, that is, your whole person. And that by this oil we may receive protection of body and soul, that by it we may be delivered from all pains and infirmities and all sickness of body and soul. And tonight when the priest, and any time the priest anoints with this oil, it's prayed, and tonight it will be prayed, we beseech the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all thy pain and sickness of body, mind, or spirit being put to flight, the blessing of health may be restored unto thee. Holy unction is not just about our bodies alone. It is about the entirety of the human condition fallen, that it might be restored and redeemed in its entirety. Physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, all things in Christ. And so tonight, Christ entering into the depths of human suffering turns suffering on its head and makes it a means of healing and salvation. Here again, the words we heard from the great prophet Isaiah in one of the epistle readings. By his stripes we are healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.